waiting to begin, what do you say? It's a kind of invitation to get started.
Well, let's have a seat. In other words, it's so common. Let's break bread together.
That's right. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Let's break bread.
Mm-hmm. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say,
pass me by.
Potatoes have not been passed. What did you say?
Please pass me the potatoes. Potatoes.
Oh, you might say to them about
hand me the potatoes. You could have forgotten.
Okay.
The word pass.
Or you might say to the person,
give me a potato.
Or you might say you want that person to for himself to take some, so you say go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay. Could you tell me something about what you said earlier today about manners at the table, about reaching across? I thought that was real interesting. You talked about the foot on the floor.
Oh, one rule at this table. When you reach, you got to have one foot on the floor. That's good.
I like that.
Well, that's good. I never got the first time I ever heard that. But that baby brother of mine, if you use that way, he put his hands on the table. And be awful for me. Y'all leave. You could not reach y'all leave. I tell you, these days, kids growing up. We just had our fight at the table. And that's right.
Boy. You have to leave the table if we had a fight.
No, that's right. We never did fight much, but 90% of us at the damn table.
We went.
But I told you about the time my daddy gave me two good, nice overcoats for Christmas. Now, he was a baby. He's a good fella. Made a good success in life. Got four kids, every one of them doctors. But he's selfish. He's just natural born selfish. He can't help it. I don't mean no disrespect to him. And the coats. We could wear either one of his clothes. Now, if you all picked the coats you want. John, he picked the blue, I picked the gray. We had a date that night. He went to see his girl, and I went to see my girl. And his girl saw my coat and saw his coat. She told him, in other words, he should have got the gray coat. But the next night, when we were going out, I went to get my coat, and there's a blue coat. The gray coat was gone. John Lee had it. That's the way it was. And so, the next evening, get ready to eat supper. Came up by the coat. I said, John Lee, now you picked that coat. And my girl told me how pretty my coat was and his girl. And I said, don't you pick up my damn coat now tonight. I said, now you... And Papa said, I said, yeah, he did it. Now, John Lee, you just keep that blue coat. Now you picked it. Robin will give you first choice. He didn't say a word, but I knew what was going to happen. He got my coat. Well, we made a table, you know, and one more brought on another one. And so my mother and father and John Lee and I. And one more brought on another, and he had a glass of water and a small glass. He just wet my face across the table. Swinging door into the kitchen. Well, I wasn't going to let it hit me with that glass. Short glass. So I can hear that thing right now popping like a hand grenade. That door came back